Because we are continually striving to meet our needs, a job description won't prevent us from trying to do what we naturally love. Frustration sets in, however, when our job duties run counter to our internal motivation. Often we will attempt to bend job descriptions to fit what we enjoy doing. Several years ago, I worked with a woman in a college career center who tried to bend her job to fit. Louise and Joan were hired to do similar clerical jobs. Their duties included answering the phone, making appointments, administering tests, and assisting people in finding occupational information. Joan was consistent about doing her work according to her job description. Louise, however, was repeatedly reprimanded for not doing what she was hired to do. These women had differing personality traits. Joan, a planner woman in her 40s, was not shy, but certainly not an extrovert either. After getting her college degree, she had focused her attention on raising two sons and worked part-time to help support the family. Although she was overqualified for the job in the career center, Joan wanted it because it fit well around her family's schedule. She enjoyed organizing the center. Everyone acknowledged her for being an efficient worker who could always be counted on to get the job done in a timely manner. Louise was a bubbly, friendly, and extremely gregarious helper personality. She was the one person in the center who everyone knew because she made it a point to talk to anyone who walked in. So many students dropped in to see her on a regular basis that it was almost as though she had a following. Sometimes she would spend hours talking to the same person. As the coordinator of the Career Center, it was called to my attention that Louise's clerical duties were going undone while she spent a tremendous amount of time counseling. This created a serious problem because, at the time, she was not qualified to be a counselor. I encouraged Louise to continue her education so that she could someday become a counselor, because she did it so naturally and it was obviously what she really wanted to do. She took my advice and transferred to a university to pursue a counseling degree. Notice that although both women were hired to do the same job, they expressed themselves uniquely in the role, each focused on activities that they naturally enjoyed doing. I've observed that people are much happier when what they are paid to do is consistent with who they are.